Amen. Open your Bibles tonight, if you would, to the Old Testament, to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. The song we just finished with is one of my favorite songs because it's based on one of my favorite verses. Galatians 2:20 has long been a favorite. Of course, there's lots of favorites, right? Comes to Bible verses. You got lots of them you like. And I'm thankful for that verse. It encourages me, it convicts me, it challenges me. I want to live my life that I have in Christ by faith. By faith. It's not me, it's not my life, it's His. I'm fully bought with the price of Jesus Christ. I belong wholly, completely to Him. And I want to live by faith for the one who, of course, loved me and gave Himself for me. We're learning about living alive. Remember Romans 6:11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're talking about all the different ways we need to live alive. Jesus is alive. He died and rose again. He's made those who trust in Him dead to sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And we want to live alive. So if you're able, let's stand together. We're going to pray, and then we're going to read Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 28. And I'm going to ask, as we approach the very word of God tonight, for Brother Philip to lead us in a word of prayer, please. Isaiah 40, 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Please be seated. I know most of you are familiar with these verses, and I want to kind of give you the context of what we're looking at here. So I want to remind you that we are to reckon ourselves to be indeed dead unto sin, but alive unto God. And we understand that living alive doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. We're going to have problems inside and out. We're going to have to wrestle with our old nature, and we're going to have to deal with the attacks of the world and the devil. So I got the world, the flesh, and the devil. But we can keep on, and we can live alive in the face of all of these enemies because we live in Jesus Christ, and we abide in Him. And so the life that we live, living alive, means living in Christ, abiding in Him, because He is the vine and we are the branches, and we can't do anything without Him. Amen. But when we abide in Him, we can bear much fruit for His glory. And then we talked about the reality that we need to be careful, because to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. So I've got to be careful for nothing. I got to be anxious in no thing, but I've got to set my heart and my mind on things above. And in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So Amen. We want to get our minds right if we're going to live alive. And I've got to trade my anxieties for prayers if I want to live alive. And then I need to make sure that I don't allow sin to reign in my mortal body. I've got to win over sin. I've got to have victory over temptation. And by the way, you can. Amen. He promises to always make a mistake. And then last time we saw this reality, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. If we mess up, we confess up. Amen. And He'll always forgive. He'll always forgive. And so we think about this idea of living alive. Maybe you're in a place where you're not necessarily anxious, Maybe you're not necessarily really struggling with a particular temptation right now, like you're not really in the midst of a battle with some deep, dark sin. Maybe you're not just trying to get over a failure where you messed up and you're just trying to kind of get back going again. But maybe tonight you're just tired. You ever get tired? Amen. I see some of you right now like struggling, fighting down, you know, yawns. You're like, oh man, right? You ever get physically tired? I'm amazed at the things that I can do that make me tired these days. When's the last time any of you went on a road trip? I don't understand how sitting in a seat, holding onto a steering wheel with the cruise control on can make me tired. But I can be absolutely exhausted. You put me on a road trip, drive for 8 hours, and I feel like I've been in the field for 12 hours. It's stupid. That's stupid. But sometimes you do actual real work. There are things that you do, and it doesn't matter whether you're at home in your house doing work, or you're at the office, you're doing work, or you're out in your yard doing work. There are physical things that make us tired.
Amen.
Amen. Is this encouraging yet? There's weariness that not only comes to our bodies from physical exertion, but there is weariness that comes to our minds.
Amen.
Anybody ever feel stressed out?
Amen.
Somebody will say, I'm just mentally drained.
Amen.
What does that mean? It means that your mind has been so occupied with things. Your mind has been dealing with so many different issues at home and at work and with the kids and with the family and all the things going on in the world that your mind is just literally like the battery of your brain is just done.
Amen.
And you come to the end of your day and you just look like your wife hit you upside the head with a frying pan. Like there are stars swimming in your vision. Like you're done. You get mentally exhausted. And we can be mentally and emotionally drained.
Amen.
And can I tell you that you can be spiritually tired?
Amen.
Spiritual warfare is real.
Amen. Amen.
I read about men in the Bible who fought. You read about Samson and other men who fought until they had no strength left. They held on to their sword so long that they couldn't even let go of it. The battle's done, and they can't even, their hand clave to the sword because they couldn't even let, they were so tired.
Amen.
You know, spiritual warfare can be that way too. Wrestling with God in prayer, bearing one another's burdens, enduring the incessant attacks of Satan in your life. The fiery darts of the wicked, they never stop coming.
Amen.
Never stop. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
Amen.
Okay, let me just ask this real quick. Any of you guys, a little older guys, get more tired now than you did when you were younger?
Amen.
Any of you guys that are old like me, over 40, and you hear these 18 and 20 something year olds crying about how tired they are, and you just want to just, don't talk to me about tired, don't talk to me about sore, you don't even know, boy. You know what happens? I start talking like that to my dad, and he's like, son, you don't even know. We have this idea that when you're young, you're strong. And when you're young, you can just kind of get through it, and you can just do it. And I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are, you will get weary.
Amen.
And if you think you can keep going in your own strength, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Amen.
You will utterly fall. This whole idea here is going on in your own strength, and you're never going to be able to do that.
Right.
But I've got great news for you. I've got great news for you. We have this reality of human weakness. Spurgeon said, human strength is of many kinds, but in any form, it will spend itself in due time.
Amen.
Human strength is in many forms, but it will fail. It'll ultimately fall short. It will run out.
Amen.
In due time. But God never grows weary.
Amen. Amen.
In verse 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
Amen.
Like he covers it all, right? He is everlasting.
Right.
Like his time's not going to run out. He's not going to get run out of time, so he has to stop. He's everlasting. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He has no beginning and no end. He just always is. What an awesome God. He is the uncaused first cause. He is all in all.
Amen.
He is everything. He is everlasting. And then he says he doesn't faint and he doesn't weary. God never gets tired.
Amen.
You know why he rested on the seventh day of creation? And people really get mixed up with this. He created everything in six literal 24-hour days. And on the seventh day, he rested. But it's not rested in the sense that he was tired and he took a rest. It's rested in the sense that he stopped working.
Amen.
God didn't get tired.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this. If God was ever going to get tired, he'd be tired of putting up with us.
Amen.
But he doesn't faint. He doesn't get weary. His time is not limited. His strength is not limited.
Right.
And there is no searching of his understanding.
Amen.
Okay, let's see if this lands. Have you ever, talking about mental and emotional exhaustion, have you ever been wrestling with a problem and you just don't know what to do?
Amen. Amen.
I mean, it's nice when you know what to do. Like if you walk outside, you got a flat tire. You can put air in it or you can put on the spare, but you know there's a solution to the problem.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I mean, you did know that, right? If you keep running out of gas on the road, there's a solution to that problem. There's so many things that happen in our lives, and God's given us the wisdom and the skill and the understanding that there's this problem and there's this solution. But sometimes, friends, things happen in your life, and you just don't know what to do.
Amen.
I don't know how to handle this. I'm going to tell you, when people call me with things going on in their life, I always want to fix the problem. Do any of you guys have this problem? Like,
Amen.
If somebody tells me something going on, I want to fix it. I think that's everybody, but especially some of you men, like that's what you do, right?
Amen.
Identify the problem, find the solution, and take care of the problem. That's what we do. But you know, there's some problems. Number one, let me give you guys some free advice, fellas. Listen, sometimes your wife doesn't want you to try to fix it. She just wants you to listen.
Amen.
I know. Just calm down, AJ. It's going to be okay. Sometimes they just need to talk it out.
Amen.
Sometimes you just need to listen.
Amen.
And that is helping. Sometimes people have problems that we don't have solutions for.
Right. Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hate that. When things are out of our control or what we think we have control of, where there's nothing that you can do, God's understanding is unsearchable.
Amen.
What does that mean? Where you and I come up with, like, we got some solutions to some things, but at some point we get to our limit and we're past, like, we found the end. The search is over.
Amen.
We found the limits to our understanding, and I don't know what to do now. But guess what? God's not limited. I don't really have the solution when somebody's hurting so bad they can't even talk.
Amen.
I don't really have the solution when somebody's so scared they can't even sleep. I don't always have the solution when there's a decision to make and I have no idea what to do.
Amen.
I can't do nothing. I have to do something, but I don't know what to do. A.W. Tozer said this, and I hope you'll catch this tonight, because it, man. Tozer said, how completely satisfying to turn from our limitations to a God who has none.
Amen. Amen.
See, we can get overwhelmed with our limitations, but when you finally come to the end of it and you say, I don't know what to do, there's nothing I can do, you just turn to God, and it's satisfying.
Amen. Amen.
When you finally learn to let go and you just say, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. And sometimes you don't even know what to pray. You're just like, God. And he does.
Amen. Amen.
God gives strength to the weary. Isaiah 40, 29, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And I want you to pay attention to this because you need to get it. There's a principle in the Bible. Jesus couldn't help blind people who thought they could see.
Amen.
You get that? He couldn't help sick people who thought they were well.
Amen.
That was the Pharisees, that was the scribes, that was the Jews who rejected their Messiah because they thought they were good. So Jesus couldn't help them. But when the blind said, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, he could help them because they knew they were blind. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if you think that you have power, if you think that you have strength, if you think you have might, if you think that you've got it, then he's not going to be able to help you.
Amen.
He's going to help you. He's going to give power to the faint. That's when you say, God, I am weak. I need you.
Amen.
And he helps you. He helps those who realize they can't help themselves.
Amen.
Outward weakness does not mean inward defeat. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
That means I can be exhausted, but I can be filled up on the inside. God does that.
Amen.
Weariness should drive us to God. Do you remember what the Lord said? Let's see if you guys can remember. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
What sweet rest that is. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
Amen.
Jesus is where it's found. Let me give you four practical points tonight. Number one, recognize your limits.
Amen.
Recognize your limits. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We were studying in Nehemiah 4 in the men's Bible study last night, and I love it because when the enemies, the opposition came against them and the enemy's armies came, it says that we prayed, and then we did the work.
Amen. Amen.
We prayed, and then we built the wall. And that's kind of all through Nehemiah. There's a problem. He prays, and then he does something. And I just want to remind you tonight that we can't really do anything until we've prayed.
Right.
But once we've prayed, we should do all that we can.
Amen.
Because if I'm praying first, if I'm praying through it, then I'm not relying on my own strength. I'm relying on his strength, but I still got to do something.
Amen.
In other words, friends, it's good for you to fall on your face and pray to God. It's good for you to come to the altar and be broken. It's good for you to hit your knees beside your bedside every morning and every night. It's good to pray, but at some point you got to get up and do something.
Amen.
Okay? But I have to start by recognizing my limits. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fail. And I got to realize that I can't do anything without him.
Amen.
So start with recognizing your limits. Number two, remember who God is. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? I mean, that's who we're talking about, right? I mean, these lost people out here, these atheists, they want to mock you because you believe in some flying spaghetti monster in the sky. That stuff makes me so sick. So sick. And it's sad. You see, they think the whole Bible's made up, and they think that you might as well believe in anything you could make up because it'd be just as ridiculous as believing the Bible. They have no idea who he is. But we do.
Amen.
And you know, whatever your idea of God is, he's even bigger. And you're like, no, Brother Isaac, like, I get it. Like, I understand that he created the universe. I know how big God is. No, you don't. Well, my understanding of God is better now than it used to be, and I realize that he's even greater than I thought. Guess what? He's even greater than you think.
Amen. Amen.
Remember who he is. He's the creator of all things. Man, we get so worried about stuff here. Don't you think God's got it?
Amen.
Is he able?
Amen.
Does he know best?
Yes.
Amen.
Is he in control? I mean, is there anything that Satan can do that's against the will of God?
No.
Is there anything that you could do to thwart the will of God?
No.
What about China? Can they stop him? Listen, he's bigger. He's greater. Remember who he is.
Amen.
Recognize your limits. Remember who God is. Number three, rely on his strength. He gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Rely on his strength. I know you guys remember this. The Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and people have been debating forever what that was. Was it his blindness? Did he really have some other kind of physical ailment? A lot of people think that it was just a demonic presence in the church. Some people think it was a person who was influenced by demons in the church. They think it was actually somebody. Whatever it was, we know it was a messenger of Satan that was sent to buffet him, right? So whatever, literally, physical, or just mentally and emotionally, spiritually, we don't know all the extent of it. We just know it was so bad that the Apostle Paul said, Lord, please take this away.
Amen.
God, please take this away. Lord, please get this out of my life. And the Lord Jesus said, no.
Amen.
He said, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Amen.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Right.
So Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
Rely on his strength. I don't know why this is so hard for us to admit that we're weak, to admit that we're struggling, to admit that we need God. It's amazing that we can read the things we do, like these verses about God, and still be too prideful to be humble. We're going to have to learn. If we're going to live alive, we're going to have to learn to rely on God's strength.
Amen.
Number four, wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In other words, you're going to be able to overcome your weariness when you wait on the Lord. I think everybody in here understands what it means to be tired. I think some of you understand it better than others, just to be honest. Some of you understand weariness better than others. But I promise in your Christian life, there's going to be times that you're weary. And when you're weary, when you're tired, the greatest desire you have is to just lay down and quit. When you're physically tired, you just want to quit. When you're mentally and emotionally tired, people do this in relationships all the time. They just shut down. They just quit. Because they're mentally and emotionally taxed. They're overcome. They're weary. They're weary with dealing with it. They're weary with continuing. They're weary with fighting that fight. And they just shut down and quit. And I want to tell you, in spiritual warfare, I guarantee you there's times that you're going to be facing the temptation to just quit.
Amen.
Just give up. If you don't think I'm right, you really ought to pay attention. Because you and I all know somebody who's quit spiritually. And I'm here to tell you tonight that if you rely on your own strength, that's your only option is to quit. You're going to faint and you'll utterly fall. But if you'll learn to wait on the Lord, you can mount up with wings as eagles. You guys, this is just an exciting verse to me. You know, the bird, the eagle, the whatever bird you want to think of, it has to make some effort to get up.
Amen.
Right? It has to get itself in that updraft. And that's, to me, that's like us running to God, just run to Jesus. But once it catches that updraft, have you ever seen them?
Amen.
I mean, you guys are all in Oklahoma. Surely you've seen an eagle, a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
Amen.
No? Okay. They just are there. Soaring, and this invisible power is holding them up.
Amen.
In the air.
Amen.
Okay, what a picture.
Amen.
You got to run to Jesus, but once you do, he'll pick you up.
Amen.
If you'll humble yourself before the Lord, he will lift you up, and then he holds you up.
Amen.
And people will look at your life and say, man, I don't know how you're doing it. All the things you've got going on, I don't know how you deal with it. I don't know how you deal with all the stress and all the trouble and all the things that have happened, and I don't know how you get through it. And you can say, the Lord,
amen,
is holding me up.
Right. Amen.
I can't do anything without him. It's the grace of God.
Amen.
Listen, I fell apart a long time ago. This is just Jesus holding me together. I know you're tired, but wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you so much for your word. These amazing, beautiful, inspiring, and encouraging truths that you share with us, that you give to us, that we don't just get to read and acknowledge intellectually, but that you, by your Spirit, put them in our hearts. That I can know you, the everlasting God, the creator of all things, that you would hold me up, that you would give me strength, and you would help me to soar and to run and to not faint. And God, I pray that you'll do that in the heart and life of everyone here and everyone hearing this message, that you would help us to rely on you, to remember who you are, to wait on you, that we would cry out to you every moment of every day, and that you would lift us up. Please help us to live this life you've given us in Christ, alive, dead to sin, but alive unto you, and to live overcoming temptation, and to live being quick to repent, quick to confess, and to live with your strength and not our own. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your